Mishnah at the beginning of the parak has a machlokes of b'shamu b'silo, where the hektish b'tais is hektish or not. B'shamu and hektish b'tais is hektish, b'silo and hektish b'tais is not hektish. What's the machlokes? The Gemara speaks out of here, lamed alf alf on the top. B'shamu and hektish b'tais is hektish. Why am I talking about the b'shamu? The alfin and tchilis hektish and save hektish. We learn out tchilis hektish from tmura. Ma tmura, just like tmura, filo b'tais, afektish afilo b'tais. Just like tmura is chal even b'tais. That's in by tmura, it could be chal even if it's b'tais. So then regular hektish can also be chal b'tais. And the solo armim, so say it's not a right. Hani mili tmura, that's talking about tmura. Aval achusi hektish, but to put hektish on mitchila, to put hektish on for the first time, that you can't do. Aval achusi hektish b'tais lo machtinan. You can't put on hektish the first time b'tais, and therefore you can't bring a raya from tmura, which is continuing a hektish was already chal, and therefore there's no raya from tmura to regular hektish. So it's mavur that the machlek is b'sham b'silo, whether hektish b'tais is hektish or not, is totally on whether you could be mendamit to tmura. Could you learn out from tmura? Just like tmura b'tais is hektish, is tmura, could you learn out the hektish b'tais is hektish as well? So the shayla is, what's the machlek? So what's the beer on this machlek is b'sham b'silo, if you can learn out from tmura or not? And Rabbi Yosef Engel in Lekach Tayyip says a very good shmaka hezbo over here, based on a chakir that Achanim have in the din of tmura. What's b'chlal? You say the din of tmura. Your tmura, you have one behemah which has a mashal kedushas ayla, and you go to another behemah and you say zu tachazu, that this behemah should be, you want to be maimer the kedusha of the first behemah to the second behemah. So you're putting the kedusha from behemah A to behemah B. So what's the pshat in that din of tmura? Is it the pshat that you are actually taking kedusha from the first behemah and putting it on the second behemah? So this is not a new kedusha. It's kedusha that is already chal, that you're now being mechal on a new behemah. Or is it the pshat that no, the really tmura is a kedusha mechadashus? So when you say that I'm being maimed this, maimed that behema, you're really putting a new kedusha on the second behema. It's nothing to do with old kedusha. It's a new kedusha that tires mechadash, just like your makdash behema A, you can be makdash behema B. It's just that the lashon you use is a lashon of tmura, being that you use the lashon of tmura, the Torah says you can't do that. You can't use a lashon tmura in your hektish. But what is the aside hadavar? How does that hektish chal? It's not schlepping kedusha from the old behema, but it's a new kedusha mechadashus that the Torah put on the second behema when you say this lashon of tmura. So Zakh Bes of Engel, that could be the beer in the machlekes. Beis Hillel say you can't learn out tchilas hektish from tmura, because the fact that tmura is chal b'tais is not a right to regular hektish, because tmura is a hektish that was already chal. It was already chal. Now you want to take that kedusha of the chal and put it on another behema. You just be mamshech a kedusha which is already there. That could be chal b'tais. But to be achusi hektish, to put a new hektish mitchila b'tais, that you don't have a raya. There's no raya from tmura, which is a pre-existing hektish, to regular hektish where you're being mechadish a new din hektish. That's Bishan and Basil. What does Bishami hold? Bishami could hold like the other side. They hold that every tamura is not being mamsha kedusha from the first behema, but it's a new hektish you're putting on. It's a kedusha mechadash that you're putting on the behema. It's just that you use a lashon of tamura. You use a lashon, which is mashma, like you're taking it, but the emes, the kedusha, is a kedusha mechadash. So if you find the tamura is chal b'tais, even though it's a new kedusha, then who had done regular hektish could also be chal b'tais, even though it's a new kedusha, and therefore they hold that you could learn out from tmura. So the aside of machlekes, whether you learn out from tmura or not, is really telling you on how to understand tmura. Is tmura kedusha mechudashes or not? That's why Bishop Engel wants to be mazbe with the machlekes over here. Just want to be married that the lashon hagemara is not so much like this, because the lashon hagemara is my tamay de b'shami de alfin and tchilas hektish misayf hektish. The in b'shami themselves, the gemara uses a lashon of tchilas hektish misayf hektish. In other words, we're calling tmura safe hektish. Why is tmura called safe hektish? Safe hektish is mashma that it's a continuation of the hektish, or the finishing off of the hektish, which is already chal. So the lashon gemara is pretty clear that it's not a kedusha mechudashus, but it's just taken from the old hektish, which is already there. The Rosh speaks this out before. She says, "Misayf hektish tmura kari safe hektish v'vishu kedushas ba mikach acheres." The kedusha of tmura is coming from something else. It's pretty clear in the Rosh that the even in Bishamay saying the kedusha does come from a davaracher, comes from the first behema. So it's mashma that even Bishamay avada held that by tmura it's not a kedusha mechudashus. You're taking the kedusha from behema A. It's a kedusha that means mamshich from the first behema. So it sounds like Pashas Lashon Gemara that everyone agrees that tmura is not a kedusha mechudashus. You're taking the kedusha from the first behema. The machlagi says afal pichon, could you be medamidat to tchilas hakdash or not? Bishami hold that you could be medamidat to tchilas hakdash. That's good for what he's saying. You learn tchilas hakdash from sef hakdash. Bishal saying no, you can't do that. You can't learn out tchilas hakdash from sef hakdash because there's a chilik between putting kedusha on mitchila and taking kedusha which is already chal. And Bishami hold that there is no chilik. If I could be mamsha kedusha, I could put on kedusha as well. So it's really not a machlekes in dine tmura, it's mashim from the Gemara, but everyone's masking how tmura works. It's a machlekes in the dimion and svari. Could it be medam mitchila's hektish, the serf hektish or not? That seems to be the pashtus, the beyond the machlekes between Bishami and Beis Hillel.